This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said Thursday there were promising signs that the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza from Israel could soon be opened to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prior to the conflict, more than 60% of the truckloads goods going into Gaza used the cross. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in Geneva, the UN aid chief said opening of the crossing would be a big help to the humanitarian effort in Gaza.
If we get that, well, it'll be the first miracle we've seen for some weeks, but it will be a huge boost to the logistical process and logistical base of a humanitarian operation. It doesn't mean to say that it will solve the security problems that, of course, I've spoken about, but it will change the nature of humanitarian access.
Aid currently being allowed into Gaza comes through the Rafah crossing on the Egyptian border. Griffiths said both Israel and Egypt had become much more open to the idea of reviving the Kerem Shalom route. The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a, quote, terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context.
A day prior, leaders of the Group of Seven Nations called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and Houthi militants in the region. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is moving closer to a fifth term as president after Russian parliament sets the 2024 election date. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking at the Federation podium in the upper house of parliament, Russian Senator Andrei Klishas announced the Federation Council of the Russian Federation is to decide on setting the date for the presidential election on March the 17th, 2024. Members of the Federation Council, which is Russia's upper house of parliament, voted unanimously to approve a decree setting the date. Putin hasn't yet announced his intention to run again, but is widely expected to do so in the coming days, now that the date has been set. Having established tight control over Russia's political system, Putin's victory in the March election is all but assured. Prominent critics who could challenge him on the ballot are either in jail or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. I'm Karen Shamas.
The White House is encouraging Mideast allies to join the Combined Maritime Forces, a partnership that exists to counter malign action by non-state actors in international waters. The push is in light of increasing attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels against ships in the southern Red Sea. The U.S. has also announced sanctions against 13 people and firms alleged to be providing tens of millions of dollars to the Houthis in Yemen. A judge in Texas is giving a woman permission to have an abortion. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kate Cox is a mother of two from the Dallas area and is 20 weeks pregnant. Her fetus has a fatal diagnosis.
I am going to grant the temporary restraining order for Ms. Cox, Mr. Cox, and Dr. Carson.
It stops Texas from enforcing the state's abortion ban on Cox and lasts for 14 days. Travis County District Judge Maya Gamble says the idea Cox wants to desperately be a parent in this law might actually cause her to lose that ability.
Is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
Under the restrictions in Texas, doctors who provide abortions could face criminal charges that carry a punishment of up to life in prison. The state says Cox did not meet the criteria for a medical exception. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to court papers filed Thursday. Lawyers for the 2024 Republican presidential primary frontrunner filed a notice of appeal indicating that they will challenge U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision regarding Trump's bid to derail the case headed to trial in Washington, D.C. in March. Trump's lawyers have asserted that he cannot face criminal charges because the action spelled out in the indictment fell within his duties as president. I'm Alexis Rope, VOA News.